Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to the Wednesday Noonday Prayer with our overseer and teacher, Dr. Laron Matthews. And we thank you for taking out the time of your busy schedule to take time to join us on today. Our scripture will come from Revelation, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All of the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of the word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. I bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless everybody. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience prayer time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Laron Matthew. Thank you, administrator, and thank you, people of God. We're getting ready to take time to pray and go into the presence of the Lord. And certainly, whatever you believe in the Lord for, it's time to stand in a gap for someone that needs the word of God in their life and someone that needs protection and someone that needs healing, a miracle, and someone that needs somebody to stand for them. The word of God said in Ezekiel 22 and verse number 30, he said he sought for a man among them to stand in the gap and make up the heads for the land, but he could not find one. I believe that we're in a time where Jeremiah spoke it very eloquently in his words, where he said, "Consider ye and call for the mourning women that they may come. Call for the cunning women that they may come. Let them come with their tears running down, that they may make a haste for the land." We are in a very critical time, and I know many of us have heard it for years, weeks, months, and even decades, many things that the Lord had promised us that he would do. And then we've heard it over centuries and decades. And some of us, we heard it historically from verses of taught, being taught from the Bible, or things that have been spoken through generational lives. That the Lord is at hand. He's coming very soon. He's here. People of God, the important thing is to serve him. Walk in the moral plan and the principles of God. Serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. Follow peace with all men, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. It's critical timing now to walk, breathe, and live in the experience in the word of God. We have to be a catalyst for many people's lives in this season. And God is calling us to this, to walk, breathe, and live in the things of him morally right. As we are walking and breathing and experience many things that the Lord has promised. His promises are yea and his promises are amen. Keep the promises of God. Keep the plan of God. Keep the mandate of God. And most importantly, walk, live in the love of God. That's what's needed, the love of God. God needs us to love one another. Love one another. He talks about that in his word in 1 Corinthians by way of Paul 13. He talks about it. All of the faith, all of the tingling sounds, symbols, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, faith. The greatest of these is love. And we have to display it no matter what pressure we deal with, problems we face, with conflict we have, disappointments we are involved in, disappointment we have made or disappointments that have came to us. We have to walk in the presence and the power of love. Love is a powerful instrument against hate, frustration, the narrative, the lie, the illusion, even things that we face with in our own personal life. We have to walk in that power of love. As much as it makes you feel, as much as it throws daggers in your way, as much as the disappointments that let down, the list goes on, and the laundry list may get big, but you have to wash it all away with the power of the presence of love. So as we pray today, let's pray with the power of love. As we come against the kingdom of God, let's come against the spirit world that's stopping people from reaching a pivotal place in their relationship with God in love. We have to believe, know, and experience his love far greater than anything else that we encounter. We're getting ready to pray now. God bless you is my prayer for you on today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord at all times. And God, your praise will continuously be in our mouth, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, as we come before your throne on today, oh God, hallelujah, we come to lift your name on high today, oh God, hallelujah. And as we come, oh God, before your God, with the request of your people, oh God, and as we stand in the gap for your people, oh God, I pray on today, oh God, that you hear and you answer prayer, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are not a man that you would lie, oh God. We thank you, O God, that you are the God of all flesh, O God. And you said there's nothing else for you to do, O God. O God, as we lift your people before you, O God, we pray today, O God, that you will break yokes on today, O God. O God, as they come before you, O God, hallelujah. We don't know what their requests are, but God, you know them all, O God, because you said before you form us in the womb, O God, you know us, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, you know the cries of your people, oh God. I bring those, oh God, who suffer the mental ability, oh God, disability, oh God. That, Father God, that you'll touch them, oh God, in their mental state even now, oh God. I pray, God, that you'll minister unto them, oh God, into the brain cell, oh God. Oh God, I bring a prayer, oh God. Oh God, that you'll bring them into all truth, oh God, what they are unable to do for themselves, oh God. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that you will direct their path even now, oh God. Oh God, touch them in a special way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as you bring your people, oh God, there are so many things happening in the land, oh God. Oh God, so much disturbance, oh God. Oh God, but we know, God, that you are able. Lord God, you are able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask, oh God, as we cry out for your people, oh God. We are crying out as we seek you, oh God. We seek you, oh God, for them, oh Jesus. Oh God, those who suffer with anxiety. to do, oh God. God, we just come to bless your name, oh God. We just come to honor you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you because, Father God, you said you don't call us servants no more, oh God, but you call us friend, oh God. So what a friend we have in Jesus, hallelujah. You call us friend because you said what you know of your Father, you tell it unto us because that is why you call us friend, oh God, hallelujah. What a friend we have in you, Jesus. Let's call Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Your people need you now, oh, Jesus. Oh, they need you, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hear, oh, God, and respond, oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, they need you, respond, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Let's call Jesus. Oh, Jesus, the water is troubled even now, oh, God. Oh, help your people, oh, God, to jump in the water now is troubled. The water is troubled, oh, God. Rain down, oh, God, on your people, oh, God. Rain, oh, God, on your people. Rain, oh God, rain, oh God. Send the wind, oh God. Send, oh God, send the wind from the north, from the south, a fresh wind on your people now, oh God. Oh, double anointing on your people, oh God. Oh God, help us to move the whole wineskin, oh God, that you can pour new fresh wine in us, oh God. Oh God, we are hungry for you now, oh God. No Messiah, no Messiah, 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 the Messiah, Messiah. Rabobosha, Nina Masakacha, Labasta, the Boshe, Rabonde Abasata, heal the man in the Boshaya, heal the land, Lord Jesus, the land need healing. Lord, as we stand in the gap, oh God, oh God, touch, oh God, the four corners of the earth, oh God, we send your word, oh God, to those in Jamaica, oh God, we send them to Texas, oh God, to England, oh God. Oh God, we send them, oh God, to every country, oh God. I pray, oh God, that your word, oh God, will saturate the atmosphere, oh God. Oh God, that your people will hear your word, oh God, that they will turn, oh God, turn them, oh God. Turn them from their evil ways, oh God, and those who have blessed them, oh God. Oh God, let them run back to you, oh God. Run back to their first love, oh God. We thank you, God, because, Lord God, you promised never to leave us, oh God. Oh God, hide us from the strong man, oh God. Hide us from the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy your people, oh God. Let the enemy not destroy your people, oh God. Cover us, oh God, under your wings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you the honor and we give you the glory because you promised not to let the enemy sift us like wheat, oh God. Oh God, we lift your name on high, oh God. You're our refuge and you're our strength and you're our strong tower, oh God, and we bless your name, we bless your name. Oh God, Jesus, 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 we need your people, need your God, in the Moshe. Oh Jesus, 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 help your people on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fight your battle, oh God, oh God, when the battle gets too rough and too tough, oh God. You promise to be in the midst, oh God. Oh God, be that light, oh God. That when there's darkness cover, oh God. When your people see nothing but darkness, oh God. Let them see that light, oh God. To know that God, that you reign. That God, you reign. Let them know that Jesus reign on the Moshe, the Moshe. God, you reign. You live and you reign. And on the Moshe, reign in the lives of your people. Lord, You reign, God, you reign. Reign in the lives of your people, oh God. Oh God, cover them this day, oh God. Oh God, go in the hospitals even now, oh God, in the nursing home, oh God. Oh God, touch your people, oh God, touch those sick bodies, oh God, in the homes, oh God, in the lives of those who are sick, those who need healing, oh God. Oh God, heal now like never before, oh God. Touch your people and heal the land, oh God. Oh God, whatever needs healing, oh God, physically, mentally, and emotionally, oh God, we look to you for that support, oh God. You are our support system, oh God, hallelujah. God, we are crying out to you, oh God. Oh God, we come before you, oh God, for your people, oh God, your sons and your daughters, oh God. Lord, bless every pastor on today, oh God. Oh God, those that are struggling, oh God, with you know what, oh God. Oh God, put them back in order again, oh God. Oh God, it's not your wish that anyone should perish, oh God. So Father God, bring back salvation, oh God, in the lives of your people, oh God. Build, oh God, the ministries, oh God. I lift my prophet before you, oh God. Cover him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I know that you have opened doors, God, that you let him walk through, oh God. You need to cover him, oh God. Oh God, that you open doors and that you make the way for him and his family, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Whatever he has before you, oh God, materialize it even now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And oh God, everyone in the ministries, oh God, whatever they have before you, oh God, everyone on this land under the sound of my voice, oh God, whatever they have before you, oh God, hear and answer prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you because I thank you because I know you're a prayer answering God. And as a deep call, as a day I'm calling unto you, oh God. Deep calleth unto deep and emotion. No man lay a bastard, lift my family, God. Oh God, I thank you for the open doors, oh God. I thank you for blessing them, oh God. I thank you, God, that you move every idle word, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, Jesus, that you dispatch angels over them, oh God. That you cover them daily, oh God. Going out and coming in, oh God. God, I thank you, oh Jesus, for what you are doing, oh God. Oh God, we lift your children before you. Oh God, even those who are at home now, oh God. I pray, God, that you continue to send your angels to watch them, oh God. Those who are still in school, oh God. I pray, oh God, from the baby stage, oh God, to higher education, oh God, that you continue to cover them, oh God. God, we have to cover our children, oh God. Don't let the enemy, oh God, sit them like wheat, oh God, because Jesus, 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 they need you, oh God. Some of them are going like they are lost sheep, oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God, don't let the streets of our children, our grandchildren, the children of the world, oh God. Oh God, don't let the streets of them, oh God. I pray for those in those neighborhoods, oh God. Oh God, let the streets are calling them, oh God. Don't let the streets have them, oh God. Turn them around, oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God, raise up good sons and daughters in those areas, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let them realize that they have purpose, oh God. Develop the purpose in those children, oh God. Oh God, touch those teachers, oh God. Give them a heart, oh God. Not just any sort of money, oh God. But Lord, give them that nurturing heart, oh God, to nurture those children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give them the strength also, oh God, to deal, oh God, with everyday problem, oh God. Because they need strength, oh God, hallelujah. Give them understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you honor and we give you glory. We give you all the praise, oh God. And I pray for every every intercessor, oh God. Oh God, every prayer warrior, oh God, that you continue to strengthen us, oh God. That you continue, oh God, to put your words in our mouth, oh God, as we stand in the gap and we build up the edge for your people, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you. And we give you honor and we give you glory, oh God. And everything that I ask, oh God, I ask it in the name of Jesus. And God, I know, God, you're here. And Lord, help me. Help us not to get weary in well-doing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because there's no searching of your understanding. Help us not get too much weary. Oh God, oh God. Help us to stand and stay in the race, oh God. Not to give up, oh God. Stay close, oh God. Stay close, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, stay close. Stay close, oh God. Wrap me in your pavilion, oh God. Keep me safe from dangers, oh God. Oh God, manifest that which you have said that you would have given to me, oh God, the promise and the promises, oh God, that you promised me, oh God. Manifest it even now, oh God. That which you promised your people, oh God. Manifest it now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory, oh God, as we call Jesus, 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 Jesus. God, we thank you. And I give you honor and I give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. In the name of the Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You be glorified in this hour, God. You be glorified in this hour, God. Oh, let's call Jesus, Jesus. You be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you honor and we give you glory. We give you all the praise, oh God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, in Jesus' name, amen, and amen, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Father.
Oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We lift you up, Father God. We exalt you on high, Father God. We come thanking you, Father God, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for you being God all by yourself. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That, hallelujah, for all you've done for us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those things that you've done for us, even down through the years, Father God, glory, hallelujah, up until this point, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you being our strong tower, Father God, we thank you, God, that the righteous can run and be safe in this hour, we thank you, God, for you being our mighty battle axe, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that there is none like you. And all the earth, Father God, we have searched all over, Father God, and found none like you, Father God. Hallelujah. None so faithful, none so kind, and none so caring, and none so loving, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your long-suffering with us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that you even look past our faults, Father God. And you still continue to meet our needs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just love you today, Father God. We love you always, Father God, because you first loved us, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for yet another opportunity to come on this line, Father God, and send up the praises, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Send up the petitions, Father God, on behalf of your people, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, for the intercessors that are on the line, Father God, hallelujah, for evangelists down in, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for, oh God, how she, oh God, poured out, Father God, on today, Father God, and we pray right now that you will pour back into her, Father God, that you will strengthen her, that you will move by your spirit for her, Father God, oh God, meeting every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, covering her and her family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and blessing. her beyond measure in this time period, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for our overseer, Dr. Lamont Matthews, oh, God. We thank you, God, for you strengthening him right now. We thank you, God, for you pouring a fresh and new anointing upon his life right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for you moving, oh, God, right now on everything that he has up before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you blessing him coming and going. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you blessing his food and his water. We thank you, God, for you blessing him even in his travels, Father God, for how you're covering him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. You're keeping him in perfect peace. You're keeping him in your safety, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for you pouring down right now fresh wisdom from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah, new revelation, knowledge, oh, God, that you're pouring it upon him right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you downloading even those mysteries, oh, God, new mysteries and new codes, oh, God, hallelujah, unto him, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so that he might bring it about unto your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for you showing them how to go in and about and around your people in this time period, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the new strategic ways, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that you're giving them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to bring about your word, oh, God, unto the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we just bless you, God, for you even placing those keys, constantly placing those keys in his hands to unlock the destinies and the purposes of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray that you move on everything, Father God. I pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that every opposing force, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that would launch out fiery darts against them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that would launch out, oh, God, hallelujah, missiles, oh, God, against them, that we reach up right now, oh, God, and we pull them down and we cast them to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I pray right now, oh, God, that you're contending with those that contend with him, Father God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're taking them above the warfare, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for the angelic host that you're sending out even now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to go in war on his behalf, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that he is victorious, oh, God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that he's victorious in every area of his life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you even for wealth portals opening up above him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're pouring down, oh, God, the overflow, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you, God. My Shanda Radisiki. Oh, God, I thank you, God. That you're shifting it for him now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you that it's already done. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless your name, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that he's blessed coming and going, oh, God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're opening up the well portals right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that every promise, Father God, is coming to him right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you, oh, God, for our overseer, Dr. Laron Matthews, oh, God. We thank you for covering his family, oh, God, his children, oh, God, his parents, oh, God, his siblings, each and every family member, Father God, that you're covering them right now, Father God, that you're hedging them in right now with divine protection, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we pray for, oh, God, our senior elders, Elder Samuel Hunter on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as he prepare, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to bombard the heavens, Father God, to bombard, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to go in that spiritual realm and step on those scorpions, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and tear down everything that's not like you, Father God. I pray that you're strengthening them right now, Father God, that you're pouring fresh oil on them right now, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're moving by your spirit in every area of his life, Father God, glory, hallelujah, moving over his family, his wife, and children, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're giving them strength from on high right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that you're doing it for them now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're unlocking blessings for them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, everything owed to them, Father God, that it has to rush to them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, I bless your name for him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we lift up, oh, God, hallelujah. Our, oh, God, my sister, Rita Bryant, Administrator Bryant, Dr. Bryant on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move on every project, everything that concerns her and her family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Cover those grandchildren, cover her son, Father God. Cover those siblings, Father God. Move by your spirit for her now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for doors opening all around her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that no good thing will be withheld from her in this time period, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for a quick and swift manifestation, oh, God, of everything you promised her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for each and every leader, oh, God, under the sound of my voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're doing it for them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that old things have passed away, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, but you're ushering in the new, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. You're covering their ministries. You're covering their families. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy and worthy to be praised, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you're sitting high, oh, God, and you're looking low, Father God, and there's nothing too hard for you, oh, God. You can do all things but fail us in this time period, Father God, and there is no failure in you, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So I give you praise, oh, God, that all things are working together for the good of us, Father God, for the good of your children, Father God. All things are working together for the good of those of us that love you and are the called according to your purpose, oh, God. I thank you, God, that when the enemy was coming like a flood, you already raised that standard against them, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall ever prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment against them has already been, oh, God, hallelujah, condemned. So we bless your name on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we're able to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we have the mobility of our limbs, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we can open our mouth and shabak you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody close their eyes, oh, God, to open them no more. But you kept us amongst the living, oh, God. So we give you praise, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we give you glory and we give you honor, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, for who you are, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you on today, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are blessed, oh, God. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed, oh, God. Hallelujah. And you're blessing us right now. Father God, glory, hallelujah. I don't care what the situation or the circumstances, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're blessing, oh, God, your people right now, oh, God. You're moving mountains out of the way, Father God. You're moving, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Interference out of the way, oh, God. You're moving, Father God, those hurdles, oh, God. You're moving, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, everything, oh, God, that's not like you is being moved out of our way, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You're moving the distractions out of the way, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. You're moving like a mighty rushing wind, oh, God, for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on this day, Father God. And we just want to bless you, and we want to thank you, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now. We're blessing you for what you already done, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because we know, oh, God, hallelujah, that it was already a fixed fight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, way before the foundations of the world began, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, you already, oh, God, hallelujah, laid out those blueprints for our very life, Father God, so, Father God, plant our feet, oh, God, right in those blueprints, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, so we can walk in your divine purpose for our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're binding up lack today, Father God. We break the back of lack today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're breaking poverty today. Oh, God, we're breaking insufficiency today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we're pulling in the overflow today, Father God. We're pulling in more than enough, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you told us in your word that you was making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath the lenders and not the borrowers, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, breaking, oh God, a breaking taking place right now, oh God, in our situations, oh God, a breaking, oh God, taking place right now, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, in every circumstance, every happenstance, every situation, oh God, a turning, oh God, we thank you for the turning, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that you're turning it around right now, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we bless you, God, hallelujah, we thank you for the supernatural debt cancellation right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because you've already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. So we're giving you praise, oh, God, for what you're doing for your people right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And, Father God, I pray right now, oh, God, that you call your people to stand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, now is not the time to give up and faint. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so strengthen us now from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Those that are battle fatigued, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Give them strength, Father God. Breathe on them, Father God, right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you for what you're doing right now, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that the winds of change are blowing right now over your people, Father God, because you're changing the circumstances, Father God. You're changing, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, exactly, oh, God, what your people are encountering right now in this very moment in time, Father God, is being changed, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, on the workplace, in the workplace, is being changed right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even in the bank, oh, God, is being changed right now, oh, God, is being changed, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, is being changed in the businesses, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, is being changed right now, Father God, a overturn, oh, God, you're overturning every verdict, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, of the enemy right now, Father God, and I bless your name, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I thank you, God, it's being changed even in the homes, oh, God, hallelujah, in the schools, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in our governmental system, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, even in the OR room, is being changed right now, Father God, even in the procedure rooms, it's being changed right now, oh, God. I bless you, God. I thank you, God, for you doing it for your people right now, oh, God. Hallelujah. That diagnosis, oh, God, and the prognosis is being changed right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless you, God. Hallelujah. And families is being changed right now, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Even in the marriages is being changed right now, God. Glory to your name, Father God, in friendships and relationships is being changed right now, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Worthy, 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 worthy master. Worthy master. Worthy master. Worthy master. Oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you for your capable hands, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Worthy. Oh, God, even the utility bills, oh, God, I thank you for your, oh, God, supernaturally canceling the debts, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, the mortgages, oh, God, are being paid off, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, the car notes is being paid off, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that all things are working together for our good, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, and we just want to bless you. We want to praise you, God. I thank you, God, for you touching right now, oh, God, the minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're shifting the mindsets right now, oh, God. You're causing the divine mind transplant to take place, oh, God, because you told us, oh, God, over in Isaiah 26:3, that you keep those in perfect peace whose minds stayed on you. So, Father God, and those that trust you, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're giving us a peace, oh, God, your peace right now, Father God, that surpasses all manner of understanding, oh, God, your peace, oh, God, that flows like a never-ending river, Father God, is flowing into our situation and our circumstances right now, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're covering right now, oh, God, in this noonday watch, Father God, glory, hallelujah, with destruction lays waste at noonday, oh, God. You're covering the schools, oh, God. You're covering the colleges, Father God. You're covering the universities, oh, God. You're covering the churches, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. You're covering, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, the frontline workers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah.
spiritually and naturally, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The firefighters, the law enforcement, those medical workers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're covering them right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you're covering each and every one of our loved ones on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and destruction is falling back to the pit of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that the chains are breaking right now, oh, God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that the fetters are being loosed right now, Father God. I thank you, God, that the shackles are being loosed right now, Father God. And you're setting your people free today because whom the sun sets free is free indeed, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're binding up, oh, God, hallelujah, that Wicca, oh God, that witchcraft, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we're binding it up right now, oh God, you're cutting off the chanter, Father God, you're cutting off the soothsayer right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you right now, oh God, hallelujah, that the witch, oh God, hallelujah, and the warlock, oh God, and the wizard, you're suffering them not to live, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, right now, and we just bless you, God, and we praise you, God, hallelujah, that the gates of hell shall not against your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and as we walk up right before you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, all things shall be added unto us, oh God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that the windows of heaven are open, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and you're pouring out blessings, oh God, upon your people that we don't even have room enough to contain, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we thank you that this atmosphere is accessible right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, everything, oh God, is attainable right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we trust you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we can receive it right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we trust you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and stand on your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, give us a do right spirit, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, cause us to obey you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, your every command, Father God, you told us, oh God, hallelujah, that if we're willing and obedient, Father God, that we would eat the good of the land, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you said in your word, Father God, over in Samuel, Father God, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that obedience is better than sacrifice, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, so help us to obey you, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, help us, oh, God, hallelujah, to become that living sacrifice, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, ignite right now, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, every spiritual gift on the inside of us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, thrust us into spiritual maturity, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just praise you, God, and we bless you, God. And Father God, we pray that you look on those that are sick, oh God, hallelujah. We send your word to them right now. Touch and heal and set free and deliver right now, oh God. We pray. Send your word to those that are homeless, oh God, those that are hungry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, right now. Settle it for them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we send your word to the lost, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Help them to find you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, let salvation be their portion, even for our lost loved ones, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Those that are grieving, oh God, the bereaved, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that even in the midst of their sorrow, Father God, even in the midst of their sadness, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you sent out that comforter, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're sending them strength, oh God, from on high, Father God, with your mighty right hand, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. You're touching them right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, you're catching the tears, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, you're softening the blow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're lifting up, oh God, that garment of heaviness, Father God, and you're giving them a garment of praise in spite of what they're dealing with, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're putting all things in order, Father God, even as they laid a loved one to rest, Father God, that they will owe no man, Father God, because you're providing, oh God. You're making provision, oh God, for them right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, look on those that are depressed and oppressed, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We're pulling them out of the pit of oppression and depression right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And Father God, even those with the suicide thoughts, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We speak life and life more abundantly to them, Father God. We speak purpose, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, over them right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Those that have been worrying, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you turn their worry, Father God, glory, hallelujah, into faith, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as you ignite their faith, even as you ignite their hope in you, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, we thank you, God, we praise you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, I speak joy over your people right now, Father God, because you told us, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that we find joy in your strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, look on the children, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover them and keep them, Father God, even as they're in the classrooms, oh God. Even as they're, oh God, hallelujah, on the workplaces, Father God. Cover your children, young and old, Father God. Do it for them right now, Father God. And Father God, hallelujah, we break the back of rebellion right now. Offer your people, Father God. Offer your children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we release, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, do right, spirits, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Obedience right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for all that you're doing and all that you've done, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for safety for your people in this time period, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind you up. Every spirit of manipulation, oh, God, bribery, blackmail, oh, God, evil, oh, God, all manners of sin, oh, God, iniquity, oh, God. We bind up that spirit of murder, oh, God. We bind it up malice, oh, God. We bind it up the scams and the scandals, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And every trick and every trap and every ploy and every plot of the enemy, oh, God, we render it null and void, Father God. And we just thank you, God. That every bit of backlash and retaliation because of the prayers and petitions that have gone up thus far, Father God, hallelujah, has fallen back to the pit of hell, oh, God. We thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, you already answered, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you that it's already done, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we're thanking you, God, that all good and perfect gifts are coming down from you, the Father of light, oh, God, with whom there is no variation. Oh, shade, Father God, we bless you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we, your children, we come humbly before thy throne. Oh, God, we just come to praise your name. We come, oh, God, to lift you up today. We realize that we are nothing without you. We thank you, oh, God, for sending your son through 42 generations. Oh, God, reclaim us back to you. We thank you, oh, God, for loving us, even when we don't love ourselves. We thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for walking with us and talking with us. We thank you, God, for when we stumble and fall, you pick us up. We thank you, oh, God, that you oversee our faults and you provide our needs, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for watching over us as we slumber and slept. We thank you for this day that we've never seen before, we'll never see again. That's why we come collectively, oh God, to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So give us this day our daily bread and forgive us, oh God, our debt, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not the temptations, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And we come to praise your name, to lift you up, oh God, because you're not a man that you should lie, but a son of man that you need and you can. You watch over your word to see that it performs what you say. Father, bring, oh God, the leadership of the world to you today. We ask that you have your divine intervention right now, oh God. Stay your hands of wrath upon this planet, oh God. And send a word right now, Father, that will prick the hearts of men, take the scales from their eyes. They may see the error of their ways and come together and lean not on their own understanding, but trust in you, oh God. But Father, we're wise enough to know that your word shall be fulfilled and is coming to fruition today. For you said in your word that the love of many shall wax cold. There'll be sons against fathers, daughters against mothers. there be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places. Father, we ask that you stay your hand around. Let us, your children, oh God, be obedient and go to the highways and byways and compel them to come that they may be saved. Oh, Father, let us be in our rightful place. Oh God, let us stand on the rock, which is your word, because all of the ground is sinking sand. Oh God, let us look to the hills, which come with our help coming from you that made the heaven and earth. Let us trust in you and lean not on our own understanding. But we need you, Father, for we are weak without our strong. And Father, we ask right now that you look upon the children of the world, oh God. Those that have guardians over them, Father, we ask that you touch the guardians' minds and their hearts right now, that they may raise these children in the fear and admiration of you. And they will keep them safe, oh God, from all hurt, harm, or danger. And those that are in danger, God, we ask that you cover them right now. In the name of Jesus. And look upon those, oh God, that are homeless today. Bring them inside. Provide for them, Father. They too are your children. Those that are naked, clothe them, oh God. Clothe them. Let them know that you are yet alive and that you still love them, oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, go behind the prison wall. Send a word right now, oh God. Send a word and let them know, oh God, that they still have another chance as long as you have given them breath to breathe. Let them know that you still love them. In the name of Jesus, go through the hospital rooms, into the surgeon, oh, into the operating room. Guide the hands of the surgeon because you are the physician of physicians. You made us. You know what's wrong with us. You know how to fix it by speaking a word, oh God. Today we touch and agree. We cast all of our cares upon you. For we are concerned for our brothers and sisters that don't know you. We are concerned for our brothers and sisters who have, oh God, become complacent, oh God, who have fallen by the wayside. We come to lift you up, as you said, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So Father, let us come in purity, oh God. Let us come, oh God, with a clean heart. No malice, no envy, no strife against our brothers or sisters. But let us come before you as humble as we know how. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we need you today. Are you coming back looking for a ready people? People are not getting ready, but people are ready without a spot, a blemish. He told us, for love and kindness have I drawn thee. Let us exhibit the love that you have for us, for your people. In the name of Jesus, give us another chance, oh God, to get it right, to be honest with you and with ourselves. Let us, oh God, stand before mankind and declare your power and your work. Be the light upon our pathway, Father. Close the doors that we don't need to go through. Open the ones that we need to go through. But let us keep you first in the front of our minds. Running in our feet. Put a song on our lips. Oh, God, that we may praise you, because we can't praise you enough for what you've done, for what you're doing, what you're going to do for your children. Prepare us, oh, God, by removing all bitterness, all competition, all malice, but replace it with your love. To love one another as you told us to do. Love ye one another as I have loved thee. Love ye one another. We want to be obedient, oh God. We want to be good disciples, oh God. We say that we're soldiers in the army, but most of us, oh God, are AWOL. We're absent without leave, oh God. Let us work toward the purpose that you've assigned to our hands. Let us be obedient to those, oh God, that you placed over us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we bring this line that you've given the overseer, the visionary, everyone that connects with this line, Father, energize it. Of them, oh God, with a heightened sense of discernment, oh God. More anointing right now, Father, so that your children who come and touch and agree on this line will not go back the same way they came. For those who don't know their purpose, Father, we have to even show them their purpose. Empower them to walk in the authority that you have given us. In the name of Jesus. But we love you today, Father. We want to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. Let us lean on you. Let us lean on you, O God. Even when our souls are tired, let us lean on you. You are our strength. You are our refuge. And we bind the hand of the enemy that come against your children today. Our brothers and sisters in Sierra Leone, those in England, those, oh God, that may be, oh God, in Australia, South America, those that are throughout this nation, oh God, we ask that you continue to cover and protect them right now, oh God. Let us follow our leaders as they follow you, oh God. Let us not mumble and complain, but in all things, let us give thanks. Because you are good to us, oh God. You provide for us, Father. You protect us, oh God. We thank you for today. We just come to lift your name up, to give you honor, give you glory, which is already done. But let us be as David was unto you, men and women after your own heart. Let us stand together in unity, oh God, pleasing in his sight. Bless the overseer, the watchman on the wall that you placed over us. Touch his body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke the hand of the enemy. Oh yeah, we plead the blood of Jesus against the hand of the enemy that comes to attack his body. We ask, oh God, and just let your angels be a hedge of protection around him. Wherever his feet touch, give him that territory. Expand it, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you for this time that you've allotted us to come together. Continue to bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Bless the intercessors that have gone before me, that have left their petitions at the foot of that throne. God, you know what their individual needs are. You know what their concerns are. I pray you will break their heart's desire today. Continue to stand by them and lead them and anoint them, oh God, for thy service. Father, we trust you. And we leave all these things at the foot of that throne and in your hand, the hand that works all things out well. We touch and agree. We decree and declare so, and so it is. In the mighty, matchless name of your Son, our elder brother, Jesus Christ, we declare so. And it is so, and so it is. And we bless it with the blood of Christ. And we say, amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name today, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you, Lord, with the appointed time and an appointed season, God, to stand in the gap once again on behalf of mankind and the civilization, Lord, that you have created and established before the foundation of the world, God. Before there was a beginning, you were. Before there's an end, you were. You said in your word in Revelation 1 and 8, by way of the revelator of John, you said in the beginning was the world and the word. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was with you, and the word was you. And God, you said in Revelation 1 and 8, you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end, the first and the last, which was, which is to become, God Almighty. Before there was a me, that was you. In the name of Jesus, before there was an earth, it was you. Before there was civilization, mankind, it was you. God, you was before, and there's no other after. And so right now, God, we're taking you at your word concerning the lives of the prayer warriors, the intercessors, and those that communicate the word of God, Lord. And we stand on that which you have spoken through us as vessels and lips of clay. Father, we thank you right now for the timetable for which you have given us in the earth, God, to present the cases of the kingdom of God on behalf of you, God, and your counsel in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we're binding up, rebuking, renouncing, denouncing every satanic interval of spirits that have been launched in the earth realm that have came against your very spoken word from the beginning of time in the conception of the earth. Father, we thank you right now for giving us the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of God through your word in the name of Jesus and through the revelation for which you've given us through the Adam in the name of Jesus. Father, we're standing on the word today that every heart, mind, soul, and spirit, they will be touched by the very substratum of your word throughout the land and throughout the earth, God, that hearts will be mended, souls will be saved. People that are rejected will be delivered from the rejection within, the thought of the mind. Those who are dealing with bitterness, God, you would bring them out of the state of bitterness. Those who heart are hardened, God, you would deliver them from the hardness of the heart. You said in the word, the day that we hear your voice, harden not our heart. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we turn and we turn to you, God, and ask, God, as we stand in the gap for so many people, that their heart don't be hardened based upon how they feel in the name of Jesus. God, those that you wink your eyes at because of their ignorance based upon the word of God in the book of Acts, God, you turn it around for them on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your healing presence be released over them, in them, and through them, even now in Jesus' name. God, we thank you right now for those that are listening in that have been dealing with battle fatigue, pressure, stress, weariness, confusion, illusion, delusion, a lie, ignorance concerning your word, things that they picked up through social media platform, and they're using it based upon what someone told them without doing the research. God, you wink at that ignorance even now in Jesus' name. You cover them, God. You cover the sons and daughters, those who stand tall and stand on the very word of God without compromising in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. God, you bring them out of the state of the pride which they have grown to learn as something as arrogance, God. Lord, touch them, strengthen, heal, bring them out of those places that the enemy have came in and tucked himself in based upon material things that they have that have became their God, and they left you, the God of the universe. Father, we thank you right now for the presence and the glory of your word. in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up and bring before you those who desire the petitions to stand in the stead of them, God, because of their weakness. You said in your word in the book of Revelation 3:7, you said to the angels at the church at Philadelphia, write these things, he that is holy, he that had the key of David, you open it and shut it and shut it and open it. And you said to them, you set before us an open door that no man shall shut, and you shut doors that no man shall open, because thou have little strength. Those areas, God, where they have little strength, God, you send the voice of reasoning, the knowledge, and the word of God that will set their soul free from the pits of demonic principalities, of hell, of Satan, in the name of Jesus. God, hell was not made for us. Hades was made for the fallen angel, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're standing on your word today, that you will open up our mind, thought, and will to who you are to us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your glory and your honor on us, in us, and through us. You said in your word, God, you don't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. God, we decree and declare whatever fear that we operate in, that it don't stifle the atmosphere for which you're about to bless us in. In the name of Jesus, direct our path, God, because so many people are going through mood swings. They're going through mental illness, mental health. They're battling with their own identity because they've been too busy trying to copy off of other people, lifestyle, ways, and thinking, in the name of Jesus. God, go through families that have been wounded by the past record of generational bloodline sins, generational bloodline covenants and traps that they have flowed and operate in based upon what they were told, or they were whipped or beat or told or corrected in, and they were given, Lord, and they was put in those positions based upon their life that they did not know and the parents did not know, in the name of Jesus. Go inside those bloodlines, God, that people are carrying based upon being punished by parents, by their family members, so that they can keep things hid, secretly hid in the bloodline that's causing them later on in their life for you, spirits, to visit the third and fourth generation of the iniquities of their father, in the name of Jesus. God, you will turn around, God. You will turn it around instantly because you've done it in the word of God of 2 Kings chapter 7, verse number 1, when you said to the Lord for which the king leans on, you said to him, hear ye the word of the Lord today. About this time tomorrow will a shackle of flour be sold in the gate and two shackles of barley, Lord. And God, we decree and declare your word, God, right now that today will be the instantaneously moment. Because you said in your word, our 24 hours is 1,000 years. Our 1,000 years is 24 hours to you, God. So God, you will turn around, God. So we're standing on the word and the power of your word to turn it around even now in the name of Jesus. You're turning things around that we didn't know how to turn around, that we tried to turn around, and God, we got turned out trying to turn around things in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare your power and your presence, God, that we don't walk, breathe in the illusion and the delusion of the hand of the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, bring us out of the daggers, God. Teach us how to control our mouth, God. As you said in your word in the book of 1 Thessalonians 4:11, you told us to study to be quiet, God. God, that we don't open our mouth at the wrong time, the wrong hour, the wrong day, the wrong second, the wrong instant, the wrong moment, the wrong pain, the wrong frustration, the wrong letdown, the wrong deception, the wrong reign, in the name of Jesus. But we operate within the very things of you, God, under self-control, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover your people, God, that they will walk in self-control, self-containment, Even now, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Paul, to bind up your spirit. I bind up conflict. I bind up those that are sitting in the background. I bind up the spirit of the wandering and weary mind right now. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. We drive up that mind that's operating out of the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that weary and wandering mind in the name of Jesus. That mind that's going all over the place, God. We command them to loose. Sit down. Be quiet. Sit down right now. Stop moving around. I can feel your spirit. You're doing too much. Sit down, man. Sit down, woman. Sit down now. You're busybody. You're moving. You're interfering with the spirit realm. I command you to loose it. Loose it. Sit down now. Get your mind back in order. I bind up the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, angels of the living God. Go inside. Arrest them so that they won't be confused, God. You're moving on their behalf. You're moving on their family behalf. The enemy got them being a busybody in the name of Jesus. We overrule every diabolical spirit, every factor. We come against micromancy, astral projection. We're binding up text messaging. Even now, we loose them from it now in the name of Jesus. Rearing, God, going back to social media formula in the name of Jesus. I bind up the hand of the enemy. Satan, loose them right now. Loose right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for turning things around. Even now, God, that we be on one accord, one with you, God, one in the alignment with you, one with the word of God, one with the power of the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that the spirit of confusion don't attack their mind in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Save that marriage. Save that loved one. Save that family. Heal it right now. Save that daughter right now. We're binding up the trafficking spirit and operate through perverse systems of the school system. Even now, we're binding up in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare breakthroughs and breakers anointing. Your power, God, to saturate them. Saturate them now. Saturate them going in. Saturate them going out in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of confusion that came through a text message this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against the hand of the enemy, God. Right now, we come against and pour down Santeria. We're binding up the spirit of death. We come against premature death. We come against the hand of the enemy creating suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts in the name of Jesus. God, we overrule it and we drive it out. We're casting it down, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We adjure you by Jesus' name that you won't steal the word that's been sown, the prayer that's been released in the name of Jesus. Cover them right now. Cover their mind, God. Bring them out of the traps, God, of what the enemy did to them on yesterday, the last week, last month, God, in the name of Jesus, that they walk in forgiveness. They don't walk in bitterness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn it around, God. Go inside the mind and reroute the cerebellum in the cerebrum of the thing that the enemy will interfere with their destiny and their purpose. Even now, Father, we thank you for your glory and your honor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch that person that's continued, worried about that bill, worried about that debt, God. In the name of Jesus, go inside, God. Open up that portal, God, that financial reserve, God, in the name of Jesus. Go inside the world banking system, the Federal Reserve, God. Go inside in the name of Jesus. Go inside the Reserve Bank, God, the banks of London, the banks of England, God. Go inside right now. Turn it around now. Go inside those sacred vaults, God, that's holding up people's wealth and holding up the portals, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to the currency in the land, and we decree and declare that those that are holding hostage the monetary system, we command it to loose them in the name of Jesus. We speak to bloodlines that's controlling the corporation of America, the corporation of the world, God, by Chananias and worshiping and demonic principalities and demonic spirits, God, from night, God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We adjure you by Jesus' name. We cut the cord. We go inside the whim of the cord, God, and we cut it. We uproot it now in the name of Jesus. We come against the stronghold and the strong man that operate through the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of Delilah, in the strange spirit, the strange woman, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit right now that operated against the femininity of woman, God, in the name of Jesus, and that she have an identity back of who she is in you and through you. We bind up that spirit that operates through the masculinity of man, that they operate out of their will, God, and give them back who they even now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak to the atmosphere of flu symptoms. I come against chemicals, sit into atmosphere. I bind it up right now. Turn it around, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, state the end of the enemy. Say to the Lord, God, rebuke you. We lifted up those in New York and those in Virginia, those in, down in the Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia. We lifted up those in Maine, New Jersey, God, those in Delaware, God, in the name of Jesus. Those in New Hampshire, God, touch, deliver, and set free. Those in Florida, those in Pennsylvania, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Set your hand on them, God. Touch them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch those, God, down in the Pennsylvania mountains, God, in the new West Virginia mountain, God. Strengthen right now. Go inside. Move by your power in Florida. Move in Louisiana, God. Move in Texas, God. Move in Mississippi, God, in the name of Jesus. Move in Tennessee, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily in Georgia, God. Show yourself mightily, God, in Missouri, God. Show yourself mightily, God, right now. Touch right now. Show yourself mightily in Idaho, in the name of Jesus. Indiana, God. Iowa, God. Move by your power in Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, God. Move right now by your power and your authority in North Dakota, South Dakota, God. Move by your power in Arizona, God. Touch right now the Maine, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the coastal line, God. Listen, those in Nevada, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch them right now. Bring their mind out of it. Touch those in Oregon, Washington State, Washington, D.C., God. Touch right now in California, God. Go and shine and saturate them, God. Bring them out of the place that the enemy has them captive, God. Go to the borders of the coast where the gates are at, God. Cover the borders right now in Tennessee. Cover the borders, Lord, over in Mexico, in Arizona, God. Cover those borders, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, you touch those, strengthen them, heal, bring them out, God. Saturate them with your glory, God. Move right now over Minnesota, in Wisconsin, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, show your hand mightily, God. In the name of Jesus, touch them in Mississippi, God. Oh, Ramakatasa Bishito, holy son, God, do it now. In the name of Jesus, bring them out, God. Saturate their heart, saturate their mind, God. Those in hospitals, God. Those in those hospital rooms, God. Go and bring them out, God. Deliver them and set them free, God. Those that they put in the morgue, God, just put on the ice, God. Send a wind through right now. Shake up those morgues. Shake them up, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. Those that have been locked up and sentenced right now, turn it around, God. You said in Proverbs 21:1 that the key, 21:1, that the king heart is in your head. You turn it whichever way you desire, God. We call a turnaround even now in the name of Jesus. You're turning the captivity of the hand of the enemy around. You're turning it around for them, God. You're doing it for the man, Chevy. You're doing it for the handmaid, God. You're turning things around, saturating them with your power, saturating them with your glory, God. You're moving back your power over them, in them, and through them, God. You're changing mindset around, thoughts around, in the name of Jesus. You're bringing healing to those ones that are lost, God. You're showing them the way to you, God, the way to have you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, sitting the Lord, God, rebuke you. We adjure you by Jesus' name. We're coming against the foul demonic spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, wasteful spending, procrastination. God, in the name of Jesus, you're blessing people financially. They're wasting their money on foolishness, but debauchery. We're buying it up in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you're doing right now. God, you said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God, send the prayer. We decree it and declare your word, God. In the name of Jesus, send it to the west. Send it to the north. Send it to the south. Send it to the east, God. Let it saturate the earth, man. God, we speak to the borders of Canada, to the borders, God, over there, over in Hawaii, God. Cover the islands, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover Alaska, God. In the name of Jesus, cover those territories, God. In the name of Jesus, unauthorized territory that they have hidden, God. We bind up demonic spirits over in the Arctic climate, experimental demonic principalities and power. We overrule it right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we drive them out. We drive them out, God. We send the word down into Australia, God. We send the word to the Native Americans, God. In the name of Jesus, we send the word to Africa, God. We send the word, God, to all those other continents around the world, God. We send it to Russia. We send it to Japan. We send it to China. We send it to Europe in the name of Jesus. Australia, we send the word down to South America in the name of Jesus. We send the word to Brazil, Chile, Argentina. We send the word, God, right now that you saturate Mexico, sir, the state of Mexico, God, the country of Mexico, God. Go into Colombia, God. Move by your power. Go into the Panama Canal, to the Philippines, God. Do something mightily for them in the name of Jesus. Go in Colorado, God. Touch right now that state, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We adjure you to loose your hold. We command you to loose your hold. Back up right now in the name of Jesus. God, we send the word, God, for breakthrough and breakers anointing right now, for the power and the glory of your word. Father, we thank you right now for the time that you have it, the time that the word sent out, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the delivery coming through, God, things coming through for your people, even now in the name of Jesus. Things are happening for family members and loved ones in the name of Jesus. Death demons are fleeing in the name of Jesus. Portals are being opened. Opportunity are being rendered right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your power and your glory, God. We give you praise, glory, and honor for these things we're saying in your son Jesus' name. We thank you right now for your crystal, God, for making it clear to us, understanding to us. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise, glory, and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that we walk up circumspectly, not in the form of godliness, not in religious institutionalism, not in mindset, God, but in your presence and your power. Father, we thank you for meeting us right where we are with you and through you. Thank you for this day, Lord. Touch right now. We need a touch from you, God. We feel the presence of you. We feel the elevation. We see it happening right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, those that are the enemy coming in with symptoms of things against their body, we overrule it and we drive it out. We stand on the counsel of your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the renewing and the refreshing. In the mighty name of Jesus. I just said in your word, when we look back, God, as a pillar of salt, back, God, we become just like vomit to you, God. Lord, let us, let those walk up circumspectly in you and through you, God. Let not the illusions of the world continue to fester the mind of the people. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it now. Now, God, we thank you for turning things around in the Congress, in the Senate. Thank you for moving over those departments, moving over all of the cabinets for the people of God, Lord. Whatever immorality and strategy that the enemy has, we render it null and void right now in Jesus' name. Thank God, everything that belongs to us and everything that's called for us to be released unto us. And God, we thank you for it now in the name of your son. Hallelujah. Thank God. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. All right. We bless the Lord. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors. Thank you once again, those who have been consistently faithful. No matter what happened, thank you for your consistency to be steadfast, unremovable. No matter what come your way, you were consistent. No matter what interfered, you're consistent. Thank you for your ability to be steadfast and consistent. God needs stable people and consistent people for this dispensation, because there's so many people that have blew in the spiritual towel in their life because of inconsistency. Don't let the consequences of your past continue to fester your mind from your future. Whatever God has for you, it is yours. Don't look upon anybody else's stuff and think you can have it, because you already have it when you go to the store and purchase it and buy it. is already available to you. God wants you to have exactly what he's designed for you. Trust in the Lord. Lean on him. Lean on him for everything in this season. Don't let bitterness hold first place in your life. Don't let anger have first place in your life. Don't have excuses. We have a lot of people that is in the my bad syndromes of their life. Walk in the presence of God for your life. It's not about anybody else. If you look at your own life, God will show you how to deal with other people whose lives were just like you at one time. If you look at your own ways, God will do it. The Word of God says, if your ways please the Lord, he'll make your enemy have peace with you. Examine yourself. This is an examination time. When you go to the hospital, nobody is in that examination room but that computer and but that individual that tell you turn to the right, take a picture here, turn to the left, take a picture here, lay down, take a picture here, move in there, take your clothes off. Examine yourself to make sure you are of the faith, because there's so many people in the world right now that don't understand the Word of God that the righteous will scarcely make it. So where would the sinners be? So even in all of your righteousness, it's still like a filthy rag you picked up that's been sitting in your garage for months, weeks, and years. You have to know the presence of God on your life before you look and judge somebody else. Open up and think about what you just thought about 2 days ago, 3 days ago, weeks ago. Because thank God, God didn't allow nothing to happen to you. Thank God he delivered you. We are in a season where God is talking to the believers about themselves. Look, examine yourself. Don't worry about what others are doing, others are not doing. If they don't call you back, still love them. If they don't text you, still love them. If they don't say hello, still love them. If they don't walk with you, still love them. If they did it 100 times, the Bible said they can do it 490 times in a day. If they did it to you 100, forgive them. They still got 300 and more days of the week of that day to do what they need to do. You have to be able as a believer in this season to be a world changer, not a world gossiper. You got to be able to understand what is before us. You're the example to the kingdom of God. You're the rift between all of the other challenges. Jesus ain't coming off a throne. God ain't coming off his position. He's using vessels like you, me, and everybody else. We are vessels for the kingdom of God, and he needs us to be in position. Amen. So I bless the Lord for you on today. I thank God for what the Lord has done, what the Lord has spoken over us, in us, and through us. Hallelujah. Don't be slave to things that's holding you bound. Move swiftly in this season. God is up to something for us all. He ain't telling nobody else to do it. Don't get mad. They ain't doing it. I ain't going to do it. No, you do it. Don't worry about it. They ain't doing it. You do it. But I ain't doing it because they ain't going to. Don't worry about it. God will do it for you. When he do it for you, he'll turn around and bless you. Because what you did for something, it'll come back around and do it for you. God is powerful in his strategic plan. This is a day that God is speaking to many of us in many powerful ways in the kingdom of God. He preserved you. Whatever the witch did, just give her another broom. Let her start sweeping up another neighborhood. You just have to keep doing what you're doing. You have to have the power and the authority to overrule. Overrule it. Overrule it. Hallelujah. You overrule the devil. Whatever Ouija board they got, let them go to the store and buy another two or three boards. That one ain't even going to work because of the presence of God in you. When you stop allowing the enemy to use fear on you, you'll walk in faith in God, and you'll transcend with all that foolishness that is going on in the land. Everybody got a word from the Lord, but they won't even look at the perverted spirits in their life. Everybody got a word from the Lord, but they won't examine their own life. Everybody have a word from the Lord, but they mistreat people. Everybody have a word from the Lord, but they're not helping one to another. Hallelujah. It's time to look at our own life and say, Lord, let me be of the faith. Whatever's inside me, do it for me, God. Bring me out. Heal me, God. Set me free. do it right now. Whatever I missed, whatever I done, set us free so you can walk circumspectly. So when Satan comes, the word of the Lord God says he didn't have nothing in Satan. He didn't have nothing in Jesus. Why? Because when the enemy came in, he found nothing in him. You got to be empty of the devil and full of his presence. When you're full of his presence, you'll walk in the power of peace, love, joy, comfort, meekness, long-suffering, temperance. God is up to something mightily for the people. Told people the other day, I can't deal with nobody in this season stuck up. Don't come to me stuck up. Don't come to me arrogant. I don't like stuck up people. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like arrogant people. You like any other human people. Just because you ride a car don't make you great. Your car break down. You got to show love for everybody. Everybody needs everybody in this season. Your $200,000 car means nothing to me when you go to your house and you ain't got nothing in there but a chair and a glass of water in the refrigerator. You got to be able to understand the power of God. Things don't make me. The king cover me. You got to walk in a whole different behavior. You don't need no money in your pocket. Have an idea. You open up your mouth. Your idea causes money to follow you. You got to walk in the presence of God. We're working for the wrong thing. You're on the wrong payroll, then still praying and asking God to bless you. You ain't even on his payroll. When you're on his payroll, he'll provide everything you need, everything you desire. God has it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Well, I bless the Lord for you. Thank you so much for those men and women of God, those of you who are listening in via Blog Talk Conference Live. May the Lord richly bless you on today. May the Lord richly cover you on today, strengthen you on today. May the Lord richly bring to life things. I could give you my praise report, but it wouldn't make no difference. All you do is talk about what happened. It wouldn't make no difference. I could give you my testimony, but all you do is you'll make it a test tube for yours. You got to be in the presence of God right now. You got to continue to thrive through whatever it is that God has done for you. It's called overcoming. Overcoming. Can you conquer it when it comes your way? Can you overcome it when it comes your way? You have to be able to be an overcomer. God is looking for people who can overcome. Did you overcome that? All right. How did you do? Good. Okay. Keep moving. Overcoming. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord in everything that he's doing. Something is big on the horizon. As I pray today, he said, son, I'm getting ready to show you something powerful. I'm getting ready to show you something mighty. Somebody can write this down. God is getting ready to backfire. Some of the things people say is getting ready to backfire. It's going to backfire. Whatever that was, it's going to backfire. Whatever they sent your way, it's going to backfire. Whatever the trap is, it's going to backfire. You're going to watch all the things that were playing. I don't care what NASA is doing. They can go up there and go to the blue sky if they want to. They can go to the moon 27 times over. They can spend $1 trillion every day and night. It's going to backfire. Whatever the government is going to backfire. Whatever plan and plot and scheme is going to backfire. The blackout might help them. They might find light in the middle of that. Anyway, God's going to still move over his people. Everything is about to backfire. Things that people have plotted and schemed for years, it's about to backfire. All you have to do is sit and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and watch what God is going to do. It's going to backfire. Strategy, every scheme, every blueprint, everything that they paste and cut 27,000 times, it's going to backfire. You're going to watch it. It's going to backfire. The trap that they set for you, it ain't even going to be for you. It's going to backfire. Everything is backfiring on the enemies, on demons, on the spirit. Even people you thought were close to you and you call them your friend, it's going to backfire. Things that you didn't think would be revealed, it's going to happen. Everything, you're getting ready to see some stuff backfire on people. It's going to backfire on them, and God going to block it. He's going to turn it in your favor. You've been sitting there all night tossing and twirling about this court case. It's already done. You've been worried about what's going to happen. You wonder what they're going to do. What's the next move? Get out of that illusion. Ain't nothing but the devil playing with your mind. You looking at an illusion. Ain't nothing gonna happen. That ain't even a reality. Oh, they said they're gonna do that to me. Yeah, they scared. The enemy want to throw fear on faith. Faith is where there's no proof is. Fear is where talk is. You got to stand on faith and watch God move for you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Well, we bless the Lord. That's the third time I said that. That's my final time. We bless the Lord for you. If you want a copy of the Word of God that came through prayer today, you can do that. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthews. It's available to you in the archive. In the archive, today prayer, the word that I just shared, you, it's available to you, man of God, you woman of God. Get it. Let the Lord minister to you. Let him bless your spirit. Let him speak to your heart. Let him do something mightily for you on today. Let his word and his will be done. Everything is being done exactly the way the Lord has planned it before time. Before time, it was. Before it was time. Before it was, before time, everything was in existence. Everything is the kairos of God. He does it exactly the way he said he's going to do it for you, in the name of the Lord. All right. Now, secondly, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, if you feel this ministry has been a blessing to your life today, tomorrow, next week, several weeks ago, we're talking about right now. If the word of God touched your heart today and spoke exactly to the details of what you've been seeking the Lord for, I want to personally give you an opportunity to be a blessing to the ministry. You can sow a seed into the word of God. You can sow a seed into this ministry today and let his will be done. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If you want to do it, you can do it via Cash App, MoneySign, RFPIN. Cash App, MoneySign, RFPIN. And sow a seed into the ministry and to the kingdom of God. If you want to do it via Zelle, go to We Restore You, that letter, one word, We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com, and be a blessing today. Hallelujah. We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com, and be a blessing. Or you can go straight to the website at We Restore You, that's the letter U, dot. O-R-G. We restore you, the letter U, dot O-R-G, and be a blessing as well. We thank you in advance, men of God, women of God, people of God, and we're surely looking for you to join us as we share the word of God. I drive by with the prophets. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., Mother Thelma, Cindy, and myself will be sharing the word of God. Join each team tonight in different ministry who's going to be teaching the word of God on this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. in different time zones in different cities, as they minister the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. Now, don't forget, March 22nd, March 23rd, it's called March Gladness Conference. Two powerful services. You will be blessed. If you want to travel in to be with us, we love to have you in our city, in our region, in the city of Harvey, Illinois. 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois, Friday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Apostle Taylor, Andre Taylor, will be coming in to minister the word of God. Saturday night, Dr. Beverly London will come in and minister the word of God. We are looking forward to a powerful time in God and in his presence. We would love to see you in the building or in the place. If you're not able to attend, you'll be able to watch it via the social media platform and be in the presence. If you want to sow a seed, you can do that as well. We greatly appreciate all that the Lord is doing for you, you, and you on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless God for you, man of God and women of God on today. Our heart and desire is to see you prosper in the things of the Lord. You walk and breathe in the experience of God on today. All right, say to God, stay in that place of the Lord. Don't move out of your position. God has something great for all of us. He's continuously moving on us, in us, and through us. And his perfect will shall be done for your life on this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to 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 God. Hallelujah. for the Lamb of God. Thank you once again, prayer warriors and intercessors and kingdom leaders. Once again, we honor the Lord for you. Appreciate you today. And thank God for what he's doing in you and through you. Amen. We don't take it lightly who you are and what you are to the kingdom of God. All right, Minister Aretha Bright, any final words over there on that end? Hallelujah.
No, sir, man of God, our lines are clear.
All right, we're praying for your family, too, as well, and my family, and all of the family on here today. Now, if you are one of the ones that pray today, if the Lord gave you a word for us, a word for us, a word of knowledge, word of encouragement, a prophetic word, if you pray today and the Lord gave you a word for us at this time, we want to give you an opportunity. If the Lord gave you a word for the line and the people of God, we want to give you that opportunity right now. All you have to do is hit *6 on your line. If you're on Blogspot, push 1 on your dial, and we'll bring you in. Anyone God has given a right now word for us, we want to give you that opportunity.
God bless everyone on the line today. God bless you, woman. Dropped in my spirit, Ephesians 5:20, and it says, give thanks always for all things unto God, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said to give thanks to him. Give him thanks. Show appreciation to him for what he's already done. And he said to take a look for our lives, for us to take a look over our lives and see he has brought us from, and began to thank him for what he's already done, the great things that he's already done in our lives. And then he began to tell me that if we thank him, we're going to experience breakthrough. As we thank him, we're going to experience. Go thanking him for what he's done. He's capable of doing and what he can do and what he will do and what he has promised us. Just thank him. Thank him because that as we're thanking him, he said those